West Papuan independence campaigners are to petition the United Nations in New York later this month with signatures of people from inside the Indonesian region. They say obtaining these endorsements has come at great risk to all involved. The delivery of the petition started last week in Geneva, where a British team swam with a symbolic version across the lake to the UN's Geneva headquarters. Dominic Godfrey filed this report.
The 72-kilometre Geneva swim drew attention to the petition and to the next stage of its delivery to UN headquarters. The exiled West Papuan independence leader, Benny Wender, says he'll present the document to the Secretary-General and the C24, the Special Committee on Decolonisation. He says there's a rigorous process underway to verify the thousands of signatures received so far from within Indonesia's Papua region.
Indonesia always saying that this is handful of people are talking about independence, it's just dream and fantasy. But now we show that all the majority want to independent, and that means Indonesia present in West Papua are illegal.
Swimming across Lake Geneva has not been the only obstacle in getting the petition to New York. Free West Papua campaigners say 42 people have been tortured and 2 people have been arrested in the Indonesian province as a direct consequence of the petition, including a member of the Pro-Independence National Committee for West Papua, or KNPB. They say Yanto Ewerkion was arrested on June 23 at a rally promoting the petition, and he's still in custody after being charged with treason. Treason can carry a life sentence in Indonesia. The harsh treatment drives many West Papuans into exile. A representative from the Free West Papua campaign in the Netherlands, Uridek Up, says he fled 34 years ago.
I've never been back to Papua since Indonesia killed my father in 1984. His death is my motivation to stand up for my people.
His father, the musician and anthropologist Arnold Up, died in prison where he was being held without charge. He was killed by a gunshot to the back. Human rights groups and academics estimate that more than 150,000 Papuans have died since the Indonesian occupation began in the 1960s. Uridek Up was in Geneva for the swim across the lake.
We want to represent our people, the West Papuan people, by singing and dancing to welcome the swimmers. So that's why we're here, to support them.
Mr. Up says his support represents those at home in West Papua and the 1,500 living in exile in the Netherlands. Another supporter is 21-year-old Harry Jenkinson from the UK. The veteran campaigner has been involved since he was 14 and was in Geneva to organise the itinerary around the petition's swim team.
The people of West Papua have been totally inspired by this swim. And last night we got information that people were in photos, that people were watching this on big screens in West Papua live.
The spokesperson for the United Liberation Movement for West Papua, Benny Wender, says he's confident the petition will open the eyes of the world to the need for an internationally supervised vote on independence for West Papua.
Our voice hide under the carpet nearly 50 years, so this is like a historical moment, and we need to make sure that the petition will be handed over right.
The plebiscite by which Papua was incorporated into Indonesia in 1969 was sanctioned by the UN. But with just 1,025 people, around 0.2% of the population at the time, participating under duress, the so-called Act of Free Choice is regarded by Papuans as illegitimate. According to Mr. Wender, there's an onus on the UN to correct this historical injustice by facilitating a legitimate self-determination process. This is Dominic Godfrey.